This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
That's right. The Max Kellerman Show. ESPN Radio. National. LA, I'm back. New York, I'm back. Your prayers have been answered. And for the rest of the country, I just want to say that when I was a little boy growing up on the corner of Main Street and Marketplace in Middle America there, I always dreamed of the time that I would come back and make my return via the national airwaves. And here I am, just a nice Middle American boy, hoping to enter into all those markets, all 300 markets, both hours of this show. NBA playoffs are like right now, as in right now, right now. Who's underway already? Denver and Utah, right? Raj. That's right. I can't hear you, Raj. I don't think the people can hear you either. There you are.
Yes. Listen,
you're the producer. You're supposed to know what buttons to press. At the very least, push the right buttons.
There's a lot of buttons.
You're going in
and the Jazz.
You're going in. We're off
to
excellent. Excellent. Porter Jr., by the way, has been a revelation. I mean, like, he really was the X factor, right? Like, in that draft, oh, but what about his health? And is he going to be healthy? But if he's healthy, he might be a next level talent. Looks that way. And they could be live. You know, strange things are going to happen this year, it feels like. The last time there was a work stoppage, like, when was the last time an 8 seed beat a 1 seed? Or made it to the finals, rather. 8 seed made it to the finals when the Knicks were an 8 seed in 99. Got beaten by the Spurs. They were without Patrick Ewing, the Knicks. It probably wouldn't have mattered. It would probably wouldn't have changed the outcome of the series. But still, weird things happen in seasons like that. And that wasn't like this. So you got to keep your, like, you know, the number one problem the NBA's always had is that the NBA, what it has going for it is, in the best of seven, the nature of basketball is such where you can run all your best plays through your best players. So the better team usually wins. And in a best of seven, the best team almost always wins. Baseball, there's much more luck involved. Football also, because football, there's so few games played. You know, if the lesser team happens to upset the better team that one day, that's it. They move on and the other team goes home. We're talking about playoffs. And in baseball, even in a best of seven, best team doesn't always win. You can't send your, you know, it's not like Mike Trout gets to hit whenever the Angels want him to hit. He's only made the playoffs once anyway. But it's the nature of baseball. But basketball, you can run your best plays through your best players. There aren't that many players on the field to play to begin with. Not that many guys on a roster even. And in a best of seven, the best team's going to win. So that, in a way, is good. In another way, it takes a lot of the drama out. Most years, you know the two teams are going to be in the finals, or at least two out of a pool of three teams that'll be in the finals, and you're almost always right. This year, you just don't know. Winner of Denver and Utah, could, like, who knows? Now, the question is, Raj just put his whole face up on the screen. Now I can only see Raj. I'm looking to put out the call number. So because then I'm going to give an opinion. There you see the odds. Raj, try and put it back where I can see the number to tell people to call. 888. Go ahead. Where is it? There it is. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. The Clippers are now favored to win the whole thing. And I know what people are going to say if and when they win the whole thing. Yeah, but it was, you know, the Lakers were peaking, but it's true. Lakers are a team that were going to rely more on chemistry. LeBron was meticulous about the way he went about that, even early in the season when they were waxed by the, and really, Kawhi was clearly the best player on the floor opening night. It's not like LeBron came back to prove that he was better than Kawhi, right, or something like in the second matchup. No, he was trying to figure out, LeBron, how do I get these group of guys to the promised land? So I get it, you know, and they had them peaking right at the right time. The playoffs were in sight, and they beat the Bucks, and they beat the Clippers, and then everything gets shut down. So now here come the excuses, and it's not that they're not legitimate. It's that, I'm telling you, it wouldn't have mattered. Kawhi held the fate, and I'm a Lakers fan. Kawhi held the fate of the NBA title in his hands. Had he stayed in Toronto, look at that team, they'd have repeated. Oh, they only won because KD was, yeah, but KD's not there anymore. They'd have repeated. The Golden State powerhouse isn't there right now. Even without KD, the Golden State powerhouse isn't there right now because of injury to get in their way. There's no one that was going to stop them in the West. Toronto was going to repeat. And if he went to the Clippers, they were going to win. because he was a free agent, he could just kind of parachute onto a 48-win team. But it got even better for him because they dealt for Paul George. So they, you know, yes, Gallinari and Shea Gilgeous-Alexander are good players, but they took them away and added Kawhi and Paul George to a 48-win team with a championship coach? It's a problem. Especially when Kawhi just came off the playoffs he just had. One of the all-time great postseasons in the history of American team sports. And by the way, one of the all-time clutch shots. So I thought the Clippers were going to win anyway, and the odds makers are now caught up. Clips are the odds-on favorite, followed by L.A., Milwaukee, Toronto, and then Boston. And the more I think about it, Boston has a puncher's chance. They have a nice team. I don't know if they have the size in the front court, you know, in terms of the quality of player there to compete or to beat a team like the Bucks or the Raptors, who have all that. I don't know. I don't think it's Boston's year. But they are one of those teams where if their best player, Tatum, can continue to develop, you look at him and you can't rule him out as being the best player on a championship team. This year they don't have much to worry about because of Ben Simmons' injury. But they ain't getting out of the East, I don't think. Puncher's chance, but that's about it. I like the way they're constructed because not just Tatum could be the best player on a championship team. Not just because now they have a point guard who's the closest approximation to of Kyrie Irving that there is in the league, in Kemba Walker, who, yes, health aside for right now, I mean, but who is a good club, you know, locker room guy. But also, guys like Jaylen Brown and Gordon Hayward, you don't need to, like, design plays for them. They can get their points. They can get their points in the flow of the game. So I like the construction of the team. I just don't think they have the defense and size, really, in the front court that they're going to need for teams like, as I said, Milwaukee and Toronto. But it's a great, like, when was the last time, getting back to my original point, when was the last time heading into a playoffs, into a postseason in the NBA, that you really didn't know? Like, a lot of times, you go, yeah, they're live, but not really. Can you really count out Denver? Like, right now, you say, nah, Denver doesn't have a chance to win the whole thing. You sure about that? If Westbrook, if the Rockets can get out of the first round without Westbrook, and Westbrook gets healthy, you sure the Rockets can't win? The Clippers and the Lakers, everyone been talking about all year. But the Raptors now, with Ben Simmons' injury, you go in terms of matchups with the Bucks, who do you like? Ugh, the Raptors could be tough for the Bucks. They could be tough for the Bucks. People pointing to Miami, but the Raptors, think of how many teams I just said. And even take a team like Miami right now. Miami, a lot of people are saying, don't sleep. They could mess around and win a chip this year because they have all the heart in the world. And when you look at the kind of, you know, do they have Jimmy Butler and Adebayo and all these guys and the shooters, Duncan Robinson, and, you know, they have everything you need, right? But they, okay, fine, without Sabonis. And they're the lower seed in their first round matchup. I mean, they should lose. Excuse me, the Pacers should lose to the Heat, but the Heat are the lower seed. Somehow Nate McMillan has to fight for 1 year extension. This dude should be, you know, in the running for coach of the year every year. I'm just saying, I understand people talking about these dudes could win the Heat could win the whole thing. It's not impossible. There could be a matchup. Well, maybe not a matchup in terms of size, but in terms of the size of their heart and the way they can shoot and how they can play defense on key players. Could they get out of the East? Yeah, but could they get bounced in the first round? Because of the Pacers' health, maybe not, but they are, as I said, the lower-seeded team. I don't remember a playoffs like this in the NBA ever in my lifetime. I do not remember this. Not this. Not this. Even the Clippers, who I like. How many games have they played altogether this season? They almost never lose when they do. But how many reps do they all have in together as one unit? Manny in Pennsylvania, go ahead. You're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Okay, how's it going?
Okay, let me
hello?
Manny, hold on a second. Just hold on 1 second. Let me just establish some rules. this is not a social call. This is a radio show. So all the pleasantries, the how you doing, how's it going, all that stuff, I'm not going to hold this against Manny. He doesn't know. I haven't said it yet. I'm going to hang up on you if you say that. I want callers to get to the point. You can tell me you love me, you hate me, you disagree with me, you agree, you can have something to say, but know how you're doing. It's Manny in Pennsylvania. Let's try this again. Go.
Max, I have to disagree with you. So you're saying the Clippers are the odds-on favorites, but you say you're a Lakers fan?
Yeah.
So once again, as always, when I watch you on TV, you play both sides of the fence, Max. That's not right. You're saying neutral where it's not a win or a lose. So it's like you could care less. So why would you do that?
Well, there are several things with what, you said. First of all, it's couldn't care less. I don't know why people say could care less. If I could care less, then I care more. If I couldn't care less, then I really don't care at all. That's the first important thing. You can take that with you. You're welcome. That's a public service announcement. Now, in terms of not picking a side, Stephen A. Smith has tried hard and successfully in the minds of some branded me as not taking a side. That's absurd. I certainly do take a side. I'm picking the Clippers. I can't help that I root for the Lakers. I do. When I went from New York to L.A. to do the radio, I had to decide if I could give up my Knicks. Because I hate it when the local guy on the radio, you turn him on and he's rooting for some out-of-market team. Stop it. Could I root for the Lakers instead of the Knicks? Thought about it for about 5 minutes. I said, what am I talking about? Of course I hate the Knicks. Knicks have caused me nothing but misery my whole life. The worst owner in professional sports, now that Sterling's gone. They've been a mockery the entire, like most of my life. The golden years for me, because I wasn't alive for the Walt Frazier Knicks. I only heard about them. The golden years for me were when the Knicks would make a finals when Jordan was out of the league. Otherwise, get bounced in the second round. Patrick Ewing, Charles Oakley. That was as good as it got. So I decided, yep, you know what? I renounce my throne. Coming to America. No, Raj? No reaction from not Raj on I renounce my throne. I'm going to become a Lakers fan, and I've been that since then. So what do you want me to do? Lie to you and say, no, I'll say this. When you make a pick on national TV, you start to root for yourself to be smart. That is true. Even though I'm a Lakers fan, I can't lie. Sometimes when I watch the Lakers and the Clippers, you can't really choose who you're rooting for. Sometimes I'm like, I'm rooting for my prediction. But no, I root for the Lakers. But my analysis is that the Clippers are better. What do you want me to tell you about that? I can't help that. That's not both sides. That's one side, brother. Anthony. I thought I was looking at... Oh, Marcellus is on the line? Yes. Oh. We welcome in now on the Shell Pennzoil. What do we call it? A Shell Pennzoil synthetic... What? Okay, I just read it. Fine. Marcellus Wiley joins us now on the Pennzoil Synthetic Motor Oils. They're made from natural gas. It's a good read for Marcellus. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on sequence 4 wear test using S. Like Raj has the mouse right over what the words I have to read over here. There you go. SAE 5W30. I don't know the last things I just said there. I don't know what they mean, but apparently they were English letters all put together with numbers. Yeah, natural gas. It's a good intro for you, Marcellus.
Oh, you think you funny, making me the intro on a Pennzoil oil? You ain't funny. Doctors, what's up, brother from another? Happy for you, man. Proud of you, brother.
Thank you, brother. Will you turn your radio off? What is this, your first rodeo? Marcellus and I did...
Can't hear me well?
Marcellus and I did radio for 6 years together in L.A. And apparently, because I see on social media, every time I turn around, you have another kid now. You know, Morocco was your only kid for like years and years and years. And then all of a sudden, every time I turn around, there's another Wiley baby.
Man, I finally read the Old Testament, man. I have to be here. I have to make the world abundant. Got to be plentiful out here. But it's good, man. I'm loving life. We're 4 deep now, and I don't even think we're done yet.
Yeah, well, it's good. I'm glad you have them nice and safe and sound in the network protection policy. witness protection. You must have committed a crime and you want to keep them safe because I can't find you anywhere. Occasionally, I see you on social media. Where have you gone?
Oh, you got jokes. Hey, at least it's good to hear your voice finally because I know on first take, I only hear you on the intro and outro. Will you get 5 words in with Stephen A? At least
brother.
5 words to B block sometime.
But I do get 5 words in. That's a record. I got the most words in on Stephen A. I got 5 words per show. Marcellus, I know,
man,
you're a big
What's this about? Who's your co-host on this show? Please tell me you got somebody to interrupt and cut off all the time.
I don't know. What are you doing? You got apparently you got a lot of free time nowadays. I don't know because Marcellus, let me ask you something. You've been a big Clippers fan. All I ever hear is Clip City, Chip City out of you. This is while, you know, Kobe and Power taking the Lakers to the finals, and you were talking about Clip City, Chip City, and they never even made a conference finals. Now I finally agree with you. I think they got the best team in the NBA. How are you feeling about your Clippers?
Oh, well, one, it feels good to finally be listened to and understood, and you finally come to the right side. I remember when I first met you, you were a dusty Knicks fan, and then you came to L.A., you start pandering for the Lakers. You ran with that one for a while, got on national TV, realized the Lakers are never going to make the playoffs. So you switched over, and now you're Clip City, Chip City. I feel good, man. We're too deep for these teams. I'm not talking about just talent level at the top, because we know that we have a dynamic duo. The Lakers have a dynamic duo, the Rockets, Trailblazers, tons of teams. But the thing that's going to separate us from them is just the depth. If you look at the schedule and the playoffs for the bubble, I mean, it's basically every other night. So we're just going to have a war of attrition with these teams. They're going to come out, buzzer's going to sound, and they're going to put their best lineup out there. But when they have to go back to the scorers table for their reserves, we're still going to put out starting caliber players. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be the separation and the difference.
I know you know Paul George a little bit, right? Do you still talk to Paul George? You talk to any players on the low?
I talk to him, yeah, man. PG, you still, Trez, finally he's back in the bubble, thank God. A couple of the coaches, excited, man. They've been building for this from day one, and it's been an interesting game plan. I think everyone's watched and witnessed that they're not all in on the regular season, and it's hard to articulate that, but you can just tell by the moves, by the guys taking care of their bodies and rest, that they were just focused on the playoffs and finally bringing a championship home. So it's really championship or bust. That's been the mindset, and that's been the game plan since LO.
It's unbelievable. If anyone is interested in or is getting a little bored listening to this sports talk out of Marcellus, watch this. Marcellus, I mean, come on. That was not the most scintillating take I've ever heard. Let's be honest. Who are you and what have you done with Marcellus Wiley? You came on the radio show and started giving me all proper Marcellus. Rod, you hear that? He went into a deep analysis. X's and O's of the Clippers.
You can't go to my heart. You can't talk about the Clippers. Bring up something I don't care about, like you or something else. Let's talk about regular sports.
First of all, I want to tell you something. I read your book. What was it called?
Never Shut Up.
Never Shut Up. Marcellus, that's a good book. It was moving. Do you want me to tell you what it was about, or have you read it yet?
I'm not talking to you. I read my own book. I had to edit it. What was it about, though? Let me hear your words.
Dictated it. You probably dictated about half of that to a dude who wrote it up for you, sent you some chapters. You checked, you know, like signed off on them. Be honest.
Hey, like a speaking spell, one of them CSAs we grew up watching. Pull the string. Say anything. Cliche.
Never Shut Up. It was a moving book. There were parts in it about your family, about your grandmother, Grandma Blackie. Right, that were very moving. I was very moved reading the book. I thought it was an interesting read.
Rest in peace, Grandma Blackie. I try to quote her almost every day on the show because she was nothing but walking words of wisdom. And you know how Blackie told it, man. Straight, raw, and to the point. Real as they come.
Well, listen, I can't talk to you anymore about sports because that was so deadly boring what you had to say earlier that I don't know if I could tolerate another word.
Why'd you get a radio show by yourself when they know that you need somebody to interrupt, that you need somebody to stumble over? Like, how's this going to work? You doing this every day or somebody else coming in for you tomorrow?
No, I'm doing it every day. And not only that, I have news for you. I have another 10-year vet NFL friend, Marcus Spears, now. I don't need you anymore.
You found another rolled up fat out of shape.
I like fat ex-NFL players to check in with. That's right. Even NBA players. I could talk to Kendrick Perkins now. As long as they're fat and retired, I like talking to them. For some reason, I don't know why that is. Marcellus is a very good radio partner. If people are interested, watch this. Marcellus, what would you rather have in your house? Answer roaches.
Man, stop playing, man. Roaches. All right. One, I got experience with roaches. two, they don't roll that deep. It's only like five of them that show up. They scared of the lights. They scared of you. All they want is something to eat. Ants, they want the house to go. They want to crumble your foundation. They come a million deep. They go everywhere. Yeah, ants are way worse than roaches. They ain't even close.
Marcellus, I see a roach. I want to move. I see one roach. I want to move. What are you talking about? They come what? Anyway, I just wanted to show people that you could say some things that were more interesting than the Clippers are very deep team. And what about the Lakers? What about your Lakers? LeBron James. Who's the best player in L.A., LeBron or Kawhi?
Kawhi. It's not even close.
Right.
You'll see. When the playoffs come, you'll see fully motivated Kawhi. It's not close.
I agree. Oh, I think it's close, but I think Kawhi is the best player. I think he's the best player in the world. Yes or no? No one knows your sports opinions anymore because they can't find where you are, so I need to update everybody on everything you think about sports right now.
Kevin Durant's the best player in basketball when healthy. Kawhi's second when he's motivated. LeBron is doing in the regular season. We'll see if he can keep it going. He's not even the best player on his team. Anthony Davis is the best player on that team. Last year, they didn't make the playoffs. They had AD and some other guys. All of a sudden, they're the number one seed. Give AD his props.
Well, I wanted to make sure you were the first guest on the new Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, mainly because I want you to see what happens when you stop working with me. No one can – I rise to great heights. And I just wanted to point that out.
I'm just the co-host killer.
I'm glad your family's safe. Whatever crime you committed, now that you're on the Witness Protection Network, they will never find you, and your family is safe. And that's important because I know it's a growing family, and you love them very much. And please send my love to them, too. Tell them Uncle Max sends his love.
I'm just hanging out with Tekashi 6ix9ine, man. Witness Protection. It ain't that bad.
You and Tekashi. By the way, he has some bangers, Marcellus, and I don't care what anyone says.
What? I can't hear you.
I said Tekashi has some bangers, and I don't care what anyone says.
Shoot, he got some heat. That's why
trying
he's still
to tell
relevant.
People.
And all that trolling. And what you know about bangers? Everybody know about your rap career? Let's talk about non-bangers.
whatever the opposite of bangers. Well, all I'm saying is I don't care when people talk about what they don't like about a personality or what he does off mic or whatever. I know he brought some heat on a bunch of tracks. Well, he has a bunch of tracks I like.
Separate,
yep.
I can separate who he is from what he's putting out. And he put out some songs here and there. You're right. Yeah. You got it. But he had to stop that trolling. That energy comes back, and it comes back wicked. You better chill out a little bit on all that.
Well, tell him I say what's up if he's in the same program that you're in, because people. All right, Marcellus, I love you, I miss you. Best of luck in your ventures in your life. There, I don't know what to tell you.
Man,
love to the family.
You too, my brother from another. Get all your words out now, but we know in the morning, first take. It's a
That's
wrap.
Right.
Mom's the
I
word.
Get all my words out on the Max Kellerman Show now, and then I feel better about the TV show tomorrow. The great Marcellus Wiley, ladies and gentlemen. Who will be replaced in the Max Kellerman universe by another portly former player in some sport. We have to figure out who eventually. All right. By the way, the NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. You can tune in tonight. Luka and the Mavs, this is the game I've been waiting for. And I know we can get into it a little bit later in the show, but Clips and Mavs. So I know the Clippers been beating them, and they have a good matchup and everything. Something tells me the Mavs are going to be very tough, and I'll tell you what tells me that coming up a little later. Anyway, presented by Indeed, coverage begins at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. And you know what? I'm back on in New York. So let me tell you something. The Yankees get another win after losing another bet to the IL. Can they keep this up? Where are we, Raj? Raj. What are you pointing to? There we go.
Nothing. I'm just pointing to Reeds.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, or your smart speaker. Now I have to read the thing, Rog. You see? Yeah, right. There you go. Is presented by Progressive Insurance. After you just said that, I'm reading the thing, and then you put it up where I can't see it. All guests appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Reach us at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. And I will get to some calls. Yeah. Meantime, DJ LeMahieu goes down now. By the way, the Yankees, every time you turn around, how many teams in history could, and I know it's a very short season, they already have a good record, but You lose Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge, and now LeMahieu. I don't know. People know how good LeMahieu is. When the Yankees got him, it was like, well, he was in a favorable hitting environment, and he came to the Yankees as a guy without a lot of pop, but he hit for a good batting average, but how much is it affected by his home ballpark? All these kind of things. But he had, like, gold glove caliber defense at second base, but also could play first, third. You can play him everywhere. And this dude, last year, was one of the best players in baseball. Came in fourth in the MVP voting in the AL and deserved it. Like, you know, a guy who hits 330 with good power and plays defense, you know, plus defense at multiple positions. Not that long ago, you know, when I was a kid, the kind of numbers LeMahieu put up, you know, you hit third in any lineup, which nowadays you hit second. That's the glamorous spot. But back then it was you hit third. LeMahieu goes down too. They just keep losing guys, but they are so deep. They can't find at bats for really good hitters. Like Clint Frazier finally got in the lineup, started tearing the cover off the ball, but they couldn't find him at bats. They have the depth to withstand, you know, even Severino going down before the season needs Tommy John surgery. And you have guys who normally can pitch, Paxton, a couple of lefties, Montgomery too, normally can pitch, but got off to a shaky start. And it really, it's not that it doesn't matter. Everything matters, but the Yankees are a juggernaut right now. It just so happens that as the Max Kellerman Show gets on in New York and L.A., the Yankees and the Dodgers are the two best teams in baseball. But that doesn't mean we're not going to be talking, probably not baseball from the middle of the country that much, because baseball is not a local sport, let's be honest. When you hear about a sports show nowadays, what it means is it's a basketball and a football show. Not even in that order. It means football and basketball show. That's what a sports show means nationally. But I do want to tell people, if you're listening in the middle of the country, don't worry, this show isn't just tailored for New York and L.A. Because when I was a little boy growing up on the corner of Main Street and Hickory Lane there, I always knew that one day I'd return. Who knew it would be over the airwaves? And yet, here it is. That's right, Rod. You didn't know I grew up in Middle America, did you? You thought it was just the corner of Magic Johnson Boulevard and Fernando Valenzuela Place in L.A.
But I spent thought you were Bel Air, born and raised.
Ridiculous. This baseball season, I got to be honest, I'm totally into. I know, like, the Cardinals aren't going to play for 2 weeks and all this, and, you know, because of COVID shutdowns, and I don't know if they get to the playoffs. I'm glad they're talking about a bubble for the playoffs, so maybe you can crown a champion. But I got to say, a 60-game season answers a lot of issues that baseball's had. The season is so long. I mean, I love driving around in the car and listening to baseball games on the radio. In the summertime, it's the greatest. But each game does not mean as much, obviously, as an NBA or especially an NFL game. It's an inventory issue. Too much inventory. So everything is, you know, necessarily less important. When people talk about ratings, baseball ratings are down, baseball ratings are down. Well, yeah, they should be one-tenth of NFL ratings because each game is one-tenth as important in terms of the number of games played. But a 60-game season is great. It's a sprint. It reminds me, in a way, of 1981. They didn't plan it this way. There was a work stoppage, a baseball player strike in 81. And they wound up playing the team with the most games. They played 110 or 111 games. And I remember being upset as a little kid at the time, thinking, oh, the stats are all messed up now. You can't compare year to year and everything. But looking back at it, it was just a more interesting season. And the idea that they're doing the seven-inning doubleheaders, right? If you have a doubleheader, you play seven innings instead of nine. And there's a guy on second to start, a runner on second to start extra innings. Like, you can tinker with it and try all these things that the purists, like me, I mean, most baseball fans, don't want you to try. But a lot of them make the game more interesting. And the importance of each game is so heightened now. I'm digging it, man. I imagine now going back to 162 games. Baseball went from 154 to 162 in 1961. Obviously, they want more money. They play more games. In fact, I think if baseball in the long run wants more money, they'll play fewer games. You can go back at least to 154, maybe even fewer than that, because, like, just think of how much more exciting this stuff is now. Every game. All right, I told you I was going to take some calls. By the way, just saw Cam take the field in a Pats uniform. I think he has to outplay Brady in his first season in New England. Brady with all those weapons down in Tampa. We play No Doubt coming up, the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN. Welcome back to the Max Kellerman Show, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. It's time to play No Doubt, huh, Raj? We're playing No Doubt?
Yeah, we are. You going to hit Progressive for him first real quick?
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. What do you know about that? I'm going to get right down to it.
We got you covered.
Let me tell you what I think of these.
No Doubt.
Right, what you
Max,
think,
yeah. The NBA playoffs are here, and it is the greatest thing ever to see them this time of the day.
No Doubt. Right now, they're playing basketball. I just looked on Twitter. I don't know what you're doing watching me on ESPN News. Donovan Mitchell's dunking the ball. All kinds of stuff is going on. What are you doing? Get a life. Look, Denver and Utah is a really interesting matchup in the first round. And by the way, stranger things have happened than in a year like this. A team like either Denver or Utah winning the whole thing. I know it's not what you're used to in the NBA, but this is not your typical NBA. And then the late game tonight, Clips and Mavs. Dude, you got wall to wall. And how great has the action been in the bubble? Dude, in the middle of a pandemic, looks like we're going to crown an NBA champion. And then, by the way, I never thought there was a chance we were going to get football this year. Maybe it's possible, partly because the NBA and the NBA Players Association have invested and come up with a saliva test that you can do much cheaper, more frequently, and get the results back faster. Dude, the NBA is saving sports. All right, what else you got?
All right, speaking of the NBA, man, take a listen to Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, it's not. I'm back. I've been doing this for a long time. I have some obstacles that I had to overcome throughout the past couple years, but it's all about basketball now. It's making plays, being comfortable in what you're doing, believing in your team, teammates believing in you. This is nothing new. I'm just happy to be playing and happy to be in this situation. But this I'm back is, you know, I had a break and now I'm here now. So.
All right, simple question. Carmelo is back.
No Doubt.
No Doubt.
He can play it however he wants. People like I don't know about people like me. Me, I said he's washed. He proved me wrong. But what was I supposed to think? Think about Carmelo's play in OKC and Houston. And all you heard reports were he's doing everything that's asked of him, blah, 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 blah. And he wasn't any good. That's why he got cut twice. Got cut. Because, Carmelo's one of the all-time great ISO scorers, right? Or, no, let me take it back. Carmelo's one of the all-time great scorers, period. He could score in such a variety of ways, but then the game changed from underneath his feet. And ISO scoring went away compared to moving the ball and shooting threes. And people got, and you know, so either the paint or threes, no mid-range. And it got super efficient and everything. So as Carmelo aged and his athleticism declined, the league also changed. So now what does he bring to the table? He wasn't a defensive guy, obviously. And he wasn't even a three-point specialist. His game was that he was really good at a variety of spots where he could score from. But he wasn't like some specialist three-point, catch-and-shoot dude. And since he wasn't playing defense, what was his role? So GMs were like, I can't give 15 minutes a night to a future Hall of Famer. It puts too much pressure on the coach to play him. And that's all I thought he was good for. An ISO scorer on your bench and not even your lead scorer off the bench. He has improved. He found the right situation, and he proved me wrong. He is now a solid starting caliber player on a powerhouse playoff team. And that's a really good, a great thing for a guy this deep into his career. So good for Carmelo, but he is definitely back, no doubt.
All right, speaking of Carmelo and a team like his Trailblazers, there will be more upsets these NBA playoffs than ever before.
First of all, I'm just looking at this ridiculous picture you chose for the simulcast, Raj.
Who said I chose it? The people chose it.
So, like, you went somewhere and got that. Could you put that shot back up? That's like a glamour shot. You really think you look good. Oh, I'm going to put this on national TV.
No, I stopped. I walked in. I turned to the side. I said, yes. Yeah. It's like, fresh. Yeah, that's right. But go ahead, answer the question, man. More upsets or what?
Of course there are going to be more upsets. There are no doubt. There are – this is like weird circumstances. And I am anticipating things that you don't normally anticipate in these playoffs. That's the thing about the NBA. It's predictable. You think, well, we want the champion to really be the best team. Not really. If that was always the case, there'd be a lot less drama. We want some randomness injected into playoffs, as the NFL normally has, as baseball has. That's one thing missing in the NBA. I think you got it now. Hard to say what's what. By the way, both the Clippers and Lakers have tough first-round matchups. You might be surprised. Who should be worried? Max Kellerman.